Thanksgiving conference was our first time being in this church. You have been supporting us for years, and we've had an invitation, but Thanksgiving time was the first time that it really worked out for us. And, of course, we regret now for not putting forth a little effort, maybe just making it work out sooner,
Amen.
Because you folks are really, really precious. And we may not be like you folks as far as clapping hands and being so silly. But it's precious. We enjoy it. We just don't want to enter in. But in our hearts and souls, we are.
Amen.
This morning we had a prayer meeting amongst the missionaries, and after it was all over with, the preacher boys were telling about when they first started being trained as preachers under Pastor Kincaid, and how critical they were. And I thought, oh, I'm glad I don't have to give a sermon tonight.
We're making notes, isn't we?
Just don't share them to me. They were saying how some got up here and they were so nervous and their little quirks, and they all were really silly this morning. How they Well, first of all, I'll tell you how I was born again. And that was when a neighbor was concerned enough for us to pick us up and take us 25 miles to a Billy Graham film. I was 12 years old in the 8th grade. And that was the first, I'd been brought up in a church. But that was the first time that salvation period was made clear to me.
Amen.
And salvation by faith. I saw that so
Amen.
Clear that night. And when the invitation to come forward to accept Christ was given, Satan was really working against me. One shoe was very tight, and I took it off, and I couldn't get it back on again. And I really wanted to go forward and ask Christ to be my Savior. Finally, I got it on, and I went forward, and I prayed that sinner's prayer. Now, I believe that you can ask the Lord into your life at any moment, any time.
Amen.
Right. Tonight in the service in your chair.
Amen.
But I didn't know that, and I didn't know exactly what to do. And so I was very thankful that I made it down there and trusted Jesus as my personal Savior. I wasn't a great sinner, but I knew that I was a sinner and I was on my way to hell. And what peace came into my heart.
Amen.
I can still remember on the way home how much peace I had for the first time in my life. Well, I was in a church that didn't teach the word, and so I did not grow for 4 years, or maybe 5 years. And my older sister was going to Colorado State University, and every time she would come home, she was so happy, whereas I don't remember her being so happy before. And every time she came home, she would talk about a church or her church and a Christian organization. So when I graduated from high school, that's where I wanted to go, so I could attend this church and this Christian organization. And I really grew in the Lord for the first time once I got to Colorado State University. And it was in my second year there that we had a missionary conference. And perhaps on the closing night, they asked for those who were willing to go to the mission field to come forward. And I didn't necessarily feel called, but I was willing to go. So I went forward. And then my third year there, I just wasn't very happy. I knew the Lord had something for me, but I didn't know what. I didn't know what would be the next step. And I became so miserable that finally I asked the pastor if I couldn't speak to him. So we met together in a campus shop. And he said, well, Linda, I think your next step is to go to a Bible college. Because I didn't know of any good preachers that were teaching in their own local church so well.
Amen.
So in my last year there at Bible College, after hearing different chapel messages, and particularly those who would come back from the summer after a child evangelism, working under child evangelism and winning boys and girls for the Lord Jesus, I thought, well, that's what I want to go to do during that summer after I graduated. And After I was a roving missionary under child evangelism that first summer, I said, well, Lord, this is what I want to do the rest of my life. So I went to the Child Evangelism Institute in Michigan for 3 months and then went to Northeastern Colorado as area director. And it was either that or go to someplace in Michigan. And I heard that that I told the Lord that I wasn't going to go there, even if it was his will. I just refused to go. And I was miserable for 2 weeks because I was telling the Lord no. And so finally I was in a store and I was just so miserable. I broke down and cried and I said, okay, Lord, I'll go home and fill out those papers. And then I had such peace in my soul again. And I filled them out, but then they called and said, well, we just don't have any room for you. So the Lord was just seeing if I wasn't willing to do something I did not want to do. So I stayed there in Northeastern Colorado as an area director. And then after the 2 years were up, well, during that time, I'd been to child evangelism meetings where they were preparing us to go out as missionaries. And my land was going to be Peru. So I went to Guadalajara to study the language. And the very first week, well, I met my husband-to-be, Jim. And, of course, I didn't think anything about him. I just figured since I went to the mission field single, that's the way I'd remain. So I wasn't really looking out for a husband. And then there was a group of language school students and nurses and teachers and like medical students who would meet together once a month. And so in October, we went on the outskirts of Guadalajara for an outing. And I come from the farm and I'm not too afraid of cows, particularly the cows in Mexico, because they're around people all the time. And a few of us were coming back early to get the farm started. And I walked by this cow pretty close and I didn't think anything about it. But when she lowered her head, and they don't dehorn down there, and I saw those two horns out like that, I grabbed hold of the nearest bush, and a thorn went way down deep in my little finger, and it stayed there for a couple of weeks until I just couldn't stand it any longer. So I thought, well, I'll see if Jim can't cut it out or get it out. He worked for, maybe half an hour. But he was only in his second year and he's afraid to do too much cutting because of a nerve. So he says, well, you better go to see a doctor. So as I was leaving, he said, well, the next time you want me to hold your hand, well, just say so.
Amen.
But I looked back at him and I thought, what is he thinking? I was hurting. I really wanted out.
I couldn't find any thorn.
So we dated a little while and then we realized that we wanted to serve the Lord together. And we were then in Mexico for 3 or 4 years before he finished. And our first assignment was in the mountains of Chihuahua. And there I had a children's class and the nurse we had up there with us helped me in adult women's class. And then from Chihuahua, we went to Aguascalientes, which is just 2 hours west of San Luis Potosí. And that's where we've been these last 7 years. And I first started teaching children there. And then, I think I taught maybe 3 or 4 years, the children in Aguascalientes. And then we had a girl come down there that spoke more fluently than I did. And so I turned the classes over to her. And now I'm in charge of the nursery. And it might seem insignificant, but the Lord has shown to me that that's really important too, because if the mothers had to bring their babies and their children in the adult classroom, well, then nobody would receive God's word. So I've taken that upon myself as a real ministry, and I really do enjoy it because I see it as a ministry unto the Lord. And it's Ephesians 6, let's see. Well, anyway, it says serving the Lord, working as unto Him. And so I'm grateful for that ministry. Amen. And for the, I read a book while I was home this last time, and this next year, well, a year ago, I wanted to invite the couples over after our Friday night class as a ministry, and we enjoyed that, and I'd like to do it again, take up more hospitality as a ministry and invite couples in, and, well, their children also, because I think this will be a help to reaching more and also helping those who might be discouraged in the Lord
Amen.
To come closer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.